Lagbaomer min haTorah minayin. Where in the Torah do we encounter the idea of Lagbaomer? Where is Lagbaomer symbolized? We know Chazal tell us that all things are symbolized in the Torah, and they go to great lengths to find where we know the various Yom Tovim in the Torah from. Where do we know the various characters in Megillas Esther from? So Lagbaomer min haTorah minayin. Dichsiv Eid Hagal Hazeh. In Parshas Vayetzeh, we learn the word gal, which is the same letters as lag, lam and gimel. This mountain is my witness. This mound is my witness. Similarly, in Tilim, we learn in the pasuk in Tilim Kufites, gal einai v'abita neflois miteresecha. Open my eyes, and I shall see wonders from your Torah. Once again, there in that pasuk, we have the word gal. Gimel Lamed, Gematria 33. Same letters as Lagbaomer. So the question is, what does this mean? And furthermore, in Sefer Maram Tofshet Lamed Ches, in his lectures from the year 1878, the Reb Merash, the fourth Rebbe of Chabad, says that Ho Behotalia, you get to Gal Einai Vabita Neflais Miteresecha, open my eyes, and I will see wonders from your Torah, the revelation of the interiority of the Torah, which is the idea of Lag Ba'imer, through Eid HaGal Hazeh. Through this mound is my witness. This mound is my boundary. So what does this all mean? What do these two psukim have to do with Lag Ba'imer? And how is it that through Eid HaGal Hazeh, through this mound being the boundary, this mound being my witness, that you get to Gal Einai v'abita neflois miteresecha, that Hashem opens up your eyes and shows you wonders from His Torah. So the Alter Rebbe explains in his Siddur Im Divrei Elokim Chayim, which is a Siddur with Chassidus Shepirushim, with Pirushim al Pia Kabbalah al Pia Chassidus, for all the various holidays of the year and all the various tefillas, he says that the idea of Eid HaGal Hazeh is as follows. The original context of the pasuk is a conversation happening between Yaakov Avinu and Lavan Harami. And Yaakov puts a mound of stones, and he says, this mound of stones will be a boundary between me and you, so that you will never pass to me, and I will never pass to you, Lavan. Now we know that in context of the Torah, Lavan Harami is a bad fellow. Lavan Harami is out to destroy Yaakov Avinu. As we learned the Agada, Arami Oved Avi. But the Alter Rebbe also tells the Yisoid in Sefer Torah Or that everything that exists in Klipa, everything that exists in Umazeh, everything that exists on the demonic other side, has a correlate in Kedusha. So there's also a Lavan who has a positive energy, a Loivin Ha'elyon, a higher Lavan. But the idea is, says the Alter Rebbe here back in the Siddur, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to bound himself both from the good Lavan, Levin the Elyon, and from the bad Lavan, Lavan Harami. So Alter Rebbe says, what do all these things represent? We know that the narratives in the Torah are true narratives. They're all historical things that happened, but they're also more saliently narratives which are scripts for our daily lives. They're scripts which give us lessons in how to live life. Alter Rebbe explains that Levin the Elyon, the positive Lavan, which transcends Yaakov, is the world of boundless energy. And boundless energy can sometimes be a good thing. We see by Yaakov that Yaakov was peeling away at the sticks when he was herding love on sheep to reveal the whiteness. And the Alter Rebbe says the symbolism of peeling away at the sticks means that Yaakov wanted to access this boundless energy. What does it mean to live life with boundless energy? Living life with boundless energy means to live life spiritually and physically on the run, to live life with no stops. It means to get up early in the morning, say Birch L'Shachar, to learn, to daven, to learn, maybe to exercise, and then just keep learning and learning and learning and davening and davening and davening. Or if you're not a yeshiva bacher and you're not a seminary student, and you're a person who works, it means to work and work and work, and maybe be kivei itim, but to take no stops, take no breaks, work yourself, push yourself hard, push yourself beyond your limits, push yourself till you drop, and then do it over again, and over and over and over again. It's a state of being engaged, being aroused, of being high. High on Torah. Lord, get me high. High on being the possible version of yourself. That you're a limited person. And sometimes, at some points in our lives, it's good to connect to that. But if you do too much of that, you crash. So Yaakov wanted first to set a boundary between this Leuven Ha'alion, between this level, between this way of being, of having no boundaries, and Yaakov's Avodah. And the Alter Rebbe tells us that the way of Yaakov was somebody who didn't run up a staircase, but Yaakov went gradually up a ramp. Yaakov understood who he was, he understood what his talents are, he understood what his limits were, and he pushed himself, but he lived in accordance with his talents, he lived in accordance with his limits, he had a reasonable schedule, he didn't say yes to things that didn't make sense to say yes to, he didn't take on more than he could, he went to sleep at a normal time, said Kriya Shema Aleinu at a normal time, got up at a normal time, he took breaks when he needed to take breaks. Yaakov had accessed that boundless energy, but he said, I've accessed enough boundless energy, and now I want to live life in an orderly, measured manner. That's the first boundary. The second boundary is the boundary between Yaakov and Lav and Harami. And that is that Yaakov lives his life in an orderly way. Yaakov lives his life in a holy way. And by setting the boundary between himself and the lower Lavan, Yaakov was saying, Lavan, I don't want to be drawn into your negative world. I don't want to be drawn into your world of lust, into your world of breaking rules, into your world of greed, into your world of materialism, into your world of money seeking, into your world of pleasure, of trickery, of thievery, of emptiness. And not only that, I don't want to be drawn into your world. I don't want to be dragged down by you, but nor do I want to empower you. Nor do I want you to co-opt me and co-opt my spiritual service to enhance your unholy gains. And that's the idea of Eid HaGal Hazeh. Let this boundary, let this mound be my witness. Yaakov is setting very clear boundaries for his orderly Seder HaAvodah, for his orderly way of serving Hashem, for his orderly way of being in this world. And he's bounding himself both against boundless living a positive life and boundless negativity. Neither one is good. And through this, the Rebbe Rashi and the Alter Rebbe tell us, through setting the correct boundaries, we get to Gal Einai V'Abita Neflois Miteir Sechel. Open my eyes and I shall see wonders from your Torah. And this is actually a very important lesson. Some people think they can live very materialistic lives, lives that are very engaged in this world, enjoy all that this world has to offer. And they can open up the Zohar, they can open up a book of Chassidus, and they can understand divine mysteries. So Alter Rebbe here is telling us in the Maamar, the mysteries of the Kabbalah, the mysteries of the interiority of Torah, don't come for free. Sure, there's a place for enjoying life, there's a place for enjoying the world, but if you're a person who lives a greedy, materialistic life, then the secrets of the Torah will not be disclosed to you. Sure, you might be able to read the book, but your eyes won't be opened. You won't truly understand, you won't feel, you won't dare hear, as Siddha says, what the book is trying to teach you. And similarly, on the other hand, there are some people who think that if they serve Hashem in an extreme way, then they'll be zeicha, they'll merit to see the great secrets. They think that if they don't have friends, if they don't speak to people, if they stay up all night learning, if they don't make time for their family, they don't make time for their spouse, if they live life in an extreme way, then they'll merit to see the secrets of the Torah. And once again here, the Alter Rebbe is telling us, you have to bound a normal, healthy life against life of the extreme. Because life of the extreme won't get to the secrets of the Torah either. So we see the Alter Rebbe shows us that already encoded in Sefer Bereishis and in Sefer Tehillim, Eid HaGal Hazeh, through setting correct boundaries, and only through setting correct boundaries, through following halacha in the appropriate way, not by smoking weed and wearing colorful scarves, but through living an orderly, normal life, sure, a life which aims higher, but an orderly life nonetheless, in an orderly Seder Aveda, in a guided Seder Aveda, does one get to the great gift of Gal Enai, open up my eyes, Va'abita Neflois, and I shall see wonders, Mitayresecha, from your Torah.